This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online. It is hard to find words to describe the setting at Jadwin Gym last night as the Tigers prepared to play the final home game of the 2024 Ivy League season. Dozens of Tiger men and women basketball alumni gathered for a Saturday of celebrations and reunions. The women tipped off against Dartmouth at 4 p.m., followed by a senior night clash for the men with the Cornell Big Red, coached by one of the best and most popular Tigers in history, Brian Earle. At stake, for one thing, was the Tigers' perfect record at home this season. Second, an 8-game winning streak was on the line. This streak started after the Tigers' poorest outing of the year, a 15-point beatdown by this same Cornell Big Red team in Ithaca. Third, and most important, this would be a battle for first place in the Ivy League and a chokehold on the top seed in Ivy Madness 2 weeks hence. As the Tigers have built their winning record, the crowds have grown as well. Last night's events were witnessed by a capacity throng of fans, young and old, and a raucous student section which created the kind of atmosphere in the building that makes the game of college basketball a truly memorable experience. The senior night honorees were Captain Matt Alaco and Zach Martini, two starters without whose contributions this team's record would be much different. Martini, from Warner, New Jersey, at 6'7 and 235 pounds, developed into an anchor in the front court defense. He has been a scoring threat, surprisingly, from behind the arc. His ability to strike from deep, often at crucial times, inspires his teammates and thrills his coaches and his fans. A quiet leader, his will to win is second to none on a team full of tenacious winners. You could sense at the outset that he was determined to make his last home game something to remember, and he did. This is Matt Alaco's team. Coach Henderson readily acknowledges that the team listens to Alaco perhaps more than they listen to him. Henderson appreciates more than anyone the relationship between Matt Alaco and the other players. Alaco often plays all 40 minutes of games. On Friday night, he suffered an injury early in the game, forcing him to the bench. The team rallied for a tough win, but faced the very real prospect that they might face Cornell without their emotional leader. When asked after Saturday's game when he knew he would play, he stated simply, after Friday's game ended. His coach said it was not that simple, but by late afternoon, the medical staff determined that Alaco was good to go. And go he did, as he led the Tigers to a roller coaster back and forth affair and a 79-77 victory, which was in doubt until the final seconds. The Tigers struggled early, perhaps due to the emotion of an evening, but more likely due to the helter-skelter up-and-down style, relentless style, of the Big Red. After about 8 minutes, Cornell enjoyed a 17-7 lead, prompting Henderson, in a rare move, to call two quick timeouts. His team got the message. Freshman Daylon Davis entered the fray and ignited an 8-0 run to pull the Tigers within two at 17-15. 2 minutes later, it was clear there would be no repeat of the fiasco in Ithaca. Once again, Cornell established early momentum, surging to a 24-17 lead, and once again a Davis three-ball helped the Tigers get within two at 24-22. The teams traded scores until Matt Alaco canned a long three to get the Tigers even at 33 with 40 seconds left. Cornell managed a late bucket to take a 35-33 lead into the locker room. But it was surely not anything that they felt safe about. During intermission, the crowd was abuzz with anticipation, sensing that the second half would provide plenty of fireworks, and indeed it did. Xavion Lee, who had been quiet in the first half, scored the first 5 points of the second period, giving the Tigers a 38-35 lead. unwilling to yield the Big Red rally to retake the lead at 43-38. Scores by Davis and workhorse Caden Pierce restored the Tiger lead 47-46. An Alaco three and his two free throws enabled Princeton to establish a seven-point margin halfway through the second stanza. Once again, Cornell refused to concede. A 9-0 Big Red run allowed them to retake the lead at 59-58 with 7 minutes remaining. 30 seconds later, a Zach Martini corner three, his only long ball of the evening, got the Tigers back in business. "Not so fast," said Brian Earle. It took his club about 2 minutes to grab what appeared to be a decisive advantage at 69-64 at the 4:21 mark. Lee had other ideas. He canned 5 straight points to tie the game at 69, with 2.5 on the clock. After Cornell took a 2-point lead, Caden Pierce put the team on his back. He scored 5 straight points, including an and-one dunk, following a memorable pass from Alaco, a play Henderson later described as being among the best he'd ever seen. Some timely free throws and courageous defense pushed the Tigers to a 79-74 lead in the last minute. A late Cornell three concluded the scoring in the 79-77 Tiger victory. Heroes abound on the Tigers' side. Player of the game honors were awarded to Caden Pierce, who scored a game-high 23 points on 8 of 12 shooting and a perfect 7 of 7 from the free throw line. He also grabbed 8 rebounds and dished out a team-high 4 assists. Truly an all-around fabulous effort by the sophomore from Illinois. Alaco was 5 of 10 from the field, including 3 3-balls, and made all 6 of his free throws to finish with 19 points. Not bad for a guy whose status was doubtful until late afternoon. Lee added 16 points, mostly in the second half when his scoring was needed most, and he had a team-high 10 rebounds. Davis came off the bench to score 9 big points. For the Big Red, Nazir Williams and All-Ivy candidate Chris Mannon had tremendous efforts. Williams matched Pierce's 23 points. He added 6 rebounds and 5 assists. Mannon canned 17 points and grabbed 6 rebounds. Statistically, this game was almost a dead heat. Each team made 9 threes, and each team was effective from the field. The Tigers made 8 more free throws than did Cornell, and this was a big factor in the final margin. The Tigers will conclude the regular season at the Palestra against Penn next Saturday. A win clinches the #1 tournament seed and at least a share of the regular season Ivy title, which will be 3 straight for Henderson and his club. An exhausted George Clark is saying so long for now for Ivy Hoops Online, and thanks for listening.